This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back. We're better. Let's get it.
Hey, Bills Mafia. We know there's only one topic every day. All Bills, all the time. And now Matt Bovee and Sal Capaccio are going really deep, talking Bills all year long, because it's always game day in Buffalo.
Okay, it's the Wednesday edition of It's Always Game Day in Buffalo, the start of the week for the Bills as they hit the practice field, getting ready for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, trying to put that awful loss against the Miami Dolphins behind him. Hi, everybody. Sal Capaccio here. Matthew Bovee, my co-host, WKBW TV Channel 7 Sports Director, is either back in Buffalo now or just flying back in, but not back to work yet. We'll give him a little time to adjust because, boy, the weather down in Miami, the weather in Florida where he was actually on vacation with his family there. I know the Bills were down there as well. Back here in Buffalo, way different. Cold, rainy, windy. So we'll give him time to adjust. I need time to adjust here as well, because very, very massive change. I don't think it'll be quite like this on Sunday, but it's looking like it could rain. It could have some pretty heavy wind gusts on Sunday against Tampa Bay. I'm up here in the press box right now at One Bills Drive, overlooking the stadium as the Bills prepare inside the field house for their game Sunday. And a lot of news coming out of the field house today and coming out of Sean McDermott as far as injuries are concerned. Let's get to that. Before I do that, though, I want to remind you right away, next Tuesday night, the 18th of November, November 18th, Tuesday night, Matt and I are going to be at Batavia Downs doing this show live. We'll have giveaways. It's going to be a fantastic night. It's going to be a really fun time. So it'll be Batavia Downs Casino. I think we're going to be at 34 Rush where Thurman Thomas's restaurant is, but either way, I'll be close by and I'll give Thurman a plug even if we're not there, because it's a fantastic place. But we're going to be there at Batavia Downs doing this show. If you've never been a part of a live show, come on by. We'll have something set up where you can ask questions, be a part of the show. Like I said, we'll have some stuff to give away. We'll be doing some fun stuff. So come on by. We'll also be obviously streaming live right here at Sal Sports and at Matt_Bovee. Tuesday, November 18th. That's 2 days before the Bills take on the Houston Texans. That's right. The Bills have two games over the next 8 days. They play Sunday against the Buccaneers and then Thursday night football at the Houston Texans. So they need to really quickly not only turn things around from what happened on Sunday in Miami, but hopefully get healthier. Now, I'm going to read you the list of limited players at practice on Wednesday, and it's a long list, but I'm going to give you the good news after that in a second, okay? Well, the bad news is we know these guys not practicing. Dalton Kincaid, he's week to week. He's basically, we know he's going to be out this week with the hamstring injury. And then Fedarian Mathis also not practicing, defensive tackle from the Bills, who was signed to the active roster just last week. So we'll keep an update on him as the week goes on. But here is the limited. Here are the limited names, okay? A lot of them, but just bear with me. Christian Benford, Terrell Bernard, Joey Bosa, Taron Johnson, Khalil Shakir, Shaq Thompson, Dorian Williams, Cam Lewis. Now, out of those, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 7 are on defense. This defense is decimated right now with injuries, okay? That said, of all of those players, I just was out at practice a little while ago, and I have video for you at Sal Sports on X. You can check it out. It's during the stretching period, and I have video. You could see these guys in blue jerseys. Nobody's even in a red non-contact other than Khalil Shakir. So that's the only one I saw. I mean, maybe there's somebody else there, but Khalil Shakir has a red non-contact, but everybody else, you could see in the video, Joey Bosa, Christian Benford, Terrell Bernard, Taron Johnson, Shaq Thompson, which is really good news to get him back, Dorian Williams, Cam Lewis. So I think it's actually, I'm going to look at it more positive than negative. Lots of guys on the limited list, but they're all practicing. Now, it doesn't mean they're all going to play. We've seen several times over the last several weeks, guys limited, but actually not playing in the game, like Taron Johnson, like Joshua Palmer. Good news on him, full practice participant. Looks like he's good to go. So the Bills should be getting Joshua Palmer back on Sunday against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Sean McDermott during practice, or during the pregame, meetup with the media, basically said that, he's getting, good indication from training staff of where he is, and that seems to be on track. Also good news, AJ Epenesa practicing for the Bills in full after he obviously missed last week's game while in concussion protocol. He's back on the field in full. So is TJ Sanders. Will they actually activate TJ Sanders? I'm not sure. Now, the Bills, you can also see that on my X feed, the roster right now with color-coded roster I like to do. The Bills currently have 52 active players on their roster, 52. They are allowed 53. So that could mean that TJ Sanders gets activated by Saturday at 4 p.m. And then that's your 53rd. They don't have to, though. They could wait on him for a week or whatever. Remember, Max Harrison came back and he played right away. So it's not out of the question TJ Sanders plays this weekend, especially with a banged up defense, especially with Fedarian Mathis being banged up to start the week. The Bills also welcome today two new players to the practice facility, to the team. First, Mecole Hardman, wide receiver, who signed just the other day. Now, he is on the practice squad. Sean McDermott talked about Mecole Hardman and basically said he's very excited to see him. He's excited to see what he can bring to the table. He's obviously got, he said, the speed is real, is what he said, but he has position flexibility. And this goes back to something that I wrote about and tweeted about the other day. Mecole Hardman, I think the big reason why, a big reason I should say, that he's on this team right now isn't just because of his speed at wide receiver, which this team does need speed at wide receiver right now. It's also because he has, in his career, over 80 punt returns. I think that actually, and I'm going to go back and check, but I believe that is far and away more than anybody on the Buffalo Bills roster currently. But be it as it may, he also, not just having the numbers in punt returns, but by volume, he's been a good punt returner. He's actually 11th of all the current active players in the NFL. He's 11th in the NFL in punt return yards. Per yardage per return, 9.2. The Bills need something like that. He's also a kickoff returner. He can return kicks. He can return punts. He's had good numbers in the kick return game. And a big reason why they need that, and this is what I tweeted out, and you can see it actually, if you go to my X feed, I tweeted it out the other day. The Bills' average drive start this year, second worst in the NFL. Second worst, behind only the Super Bowl champion, Philadelphia Eagles. The Eagles' average drive start. Now, this bakes into everything. You turn the ball over, or you get a turnover deep in your own end. That's a drive start at your own 10-yard line, right? You take the ball away at the 10-yard line. You return a kickoff to midfield. So by now, it's kind of a wash. So I do think that the number is meaningful despite having different nuances to it. The Philadelphia Eagles' average drive start, their own 28.1-yard line. The Bills, their own 28.5-yard line, which is second worst in the NFL. Despite that, the Bills are still one of the highest scoring teams in the NFL, which means they're still scoring on long fields. If they can get shorter fields, they score even more. And last year, they had a lot of shorter fields because they took the ball away a lot more often. So therefore, they're getting turnovers at midfield or the other teams, the plus 40-yard line or whatever. The Bills need to have better drive starts to give their offense more of a chance if they're going to play this more ball control type of offense that we've seen them play. And I think Mecole Hardman comes into play here a lot when we talk about that. So I think that's a big reason why he was signed. We'll see if he practices, if he plays right away. I'm not really sure about that. I mean, you couldn't really get a feel from McDermott. It's possible. Maybe he's elevated right away to return punts, return kicks. We'll see what the Bills do on Saturday at 4 p.m. for the game on Sunday. I absolutely believe. Well, I'll get to another one in a second. The other guy that's new, though, Morgan Fox. Now, here's a guy. I sound like Chris Collinsworth. Here's a guy, Morgan Fox. I'd never really known much about him, but the Bills signed to the practice squad, and he is a defensive end who can kick inside. He can play off the ball. He's kind of like a Michael Hoyt, actually, in that regard, like what he can do, the role he can play. And in fact, he has 15 and a half sacks over the last 3 years. Who would have known this guy, Morgan Fox? 15 and a half sacks over the last 3 years. He's played for the Rams, the Panthers, and the Chargers. He had 6.5 sacks 1 year, 5.5 another year, and then 3.5 last year. Not sure why he wasn't on a roster. I mean, we haven't talked to him yet. I'll go back inside. We're going to talk to him and Mecole Hardman in a little while. But I just find it interesting that the Bills are picking up a guy here who didn't have a job, who has had 15 and a half sacks over the last 3 years. And one of the reasons he might not have a job that he's been out there is exactly what I just said about like how I compare him to Michael Hoyt in a way that maybe he doesn't have a true position, right? You think about these guys, sometimes they don't have true positions. And where do you put them? And a team goes, well, I can't really fit him here. And I'll say, I can't really fit him here. What do you do with them? Well, I think the Bills have an obvious need right now for a guy like that that doesn't have a true position, but they like to move around. So I wonder, again, Morgan Fox, does he actually have a role this week or next week? When does he have a role in this defense? Because they're trying to piece things together and play with the vision they had when they had a healthy Michael Hoyt and, you know, a healthy Ed Oliver, and how they want to get after the passer from the interior and from all angles. So very interesting to see. And we'll keep you updated on Morgan Fox and exactly, you know, what that situation is as well. All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
But the other guy, the third guy I want to talk about here, I absolutely, as I sit here right now on Wednesday, before the Bills play on Sunday, I absolutely believe that Gabe Davis is going to play this week. Now, I don't know that for sure. I just believe he's going to, because of all of the breadcrumbs that have kind of led up to this point, the stuff that's been talked about with Keon Coleman and him being on the field so much. Is that something the Bills want to start shifting away from? I'm not really sure. It's not as much of a Keon Coleman point, but I do think that it is a part of the point. And it could be a byproduct of it. I do believe that Gabe Davis is going to play for this team this weekend. We'll see if that actually winds up happening. Again, he's on the practice squad. The Bills could sign him to the 53. That could be your guy. I mean, if the Bills did that, though, if they signed Gabe Davis to the 53-man roster, you're talking about 7 wide receivers on the roster. Not really sure if that's what you want to do there, right? Now, Mecole Hardman, he could be your 7th, and you could justify that with Brandon Codrington maybe being released, because Hardman's actually more of a return man who could play wide receiver. But even then, 7 wide receivers is quite a bit. Gabe Davis, however, as he's on the practice squad, just like Mecole Hardman, both of them can both be elevated three different times before you actually have to sign them to the roster if you want to play. So we like to say, we like to use the phrase roster gymnastics. There's a lot of roster gymnastics that come into play with a lot of this stuff. So we'll see where the Bills go with all of this and how they want to play it on Sunday. I know this. This is a very, very, very good run defense for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. In fact, this year, I'm going to pull up the Bucs rankings. Give me a second, because I think there's been some times where they haven't been the best, like had a game here or a game there, but I'll do that for you. Okay, here we go. Tampa Bay Buccaneers run defense. I'll give you all their numbers. Actually, their run defense is 11th in the NFL. They're allowing 100 yards a game. They're 14th in yards per play. Okay, so some of the numbers are, okay, they've been a little leaky, but I'm telling you, go back and watch some of their games, watch them play. They're very, very strong against the run. They haven't been as strong against the pass, and the Patriots and Drake May threw the ball downfield on them. But what do we know about the Bills? They've been struggling throwing the ball downfield, especially throwing the ball really overall. The passing game has been an issue for the Bills this year, but this might be a game where you need to get that passing game going. I mean, I think every game is a game you need to get the passing game going, but right now, I think this is the kind of game, the kind of team you're playing against, where it'd be great to kind of be able to do that with the numbers. But last week we sat here, I told you about the numbers for the Dolphins and how the Bills could just throw the ball on them with the depleted secondary or run the ball because they're so bad. It didn't happen. It's football. You never know. But they do have the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, what are their points per game giving up? 22.9. Where does that fall? I think them and the Bills are kind of close in here. Yeah, Bills 21.9, Tampa 22.9. You look at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers offense. I want to get to that here because they're dealing with a lot of injuries as well. The Bills have a lot of injuries on their defensive side. The Bucs have a lot of injuries on their offensive side. And that has really impacted the way they run the football. They've been a good run team when they've been healthy with Bucky Irving. I'll get to him in a second. But overall on the year, 25th, less than 100 yards a game rushing, 24th, less than 4 yards a carry. This is not a team that should come in and really beat the Bills up on the ground. But you know what? The Bills have been beaten up on the ground a little bit too much this year, and a lot too much this year. And we don't know exactly where you can't count on, I should say, them to be able to stop any team on the ground. Now, that said, the Buccaneers have been really banged up on their offensive line. They lost another player, a guard, on Sunday, who's not going to be able to play this week, it appears. Bucky Irving, though, who's been a really good player for them, played early in the season. If you know anything about Bucky Irving in fantasy football, you know he's put up really good numbers, catches the ball to the backfield, he's a really good receiver. He has not played in like, 6 weeks, 7 weeks, whatever it is. They never put him on IR. But today, Bucky Irving's back at practice for the Buccaneers. Today, he was in a walkthrough. And very oddly, I actually saw some video of a Buccaneers walkthrough. Just a little peek behind the curtain for everybody here. I don't know many teams in the NFL. I had never seen this until I saw it today, that allow media to take video of walkthrough during their practice. Because walkthrough is generally game planning. But then I think to myself, maybe they wanted that video out there because they want the Bills to think that Bucky Irving is playing. But he did take a handoff from Baker Mayfield. So not really sure what's going on there. Now, if you go back to the other day, Todd Bowles, when he met with the media, Buccaneers head coach, he said Bucky Irving has to show he can take a hit on the shoulder because it's a foot and a shoulder he's been dealing with. Well, I don't know how he can take a hit on a shoulder in a walkthrough, getting ready for the Bills on Sunday in a cold weather game probably in Orchard Park. So not really sure what to make about it if Bucky Irving's going to play against the Bills. We know it looks like Chris Godwin's not going to play. Hassan Reddick's not going to play. We know Mike Evans has been out for the rest of the year. So I think it's the rest of the year with him. But yeah, they're dealing with a lot of injuries in their offensive side, especially on the line. And then those other notable names I gave you, the Bills are dealing with injuries on the defensive side. And this is an important game for both teams. They're both coming off big losses to AFC East teams. And of course, for the Bills, it's a divisional loss. But the Buccaneers, they lose to the New England Patriots, who come to their place and beat them. And now they're fighting in the NFC South. They have a couple of big games coming up. They got the Bills. They got the Rams. They're trying to turn things around. This is a pretty big, significant game for both these teams, even though it's non-conference, because they're both trying to get kind of rebound from where they were last week and get back into the spots that they feel they should be in their division. Now, by the time a lot of you listen to this, maybe it's on a Friday or Thursday night or whatever, Thursday night football this week is the Patriots and the Jets. And I wouldn't sit here and tell you I think the Jets are going to beat them. No, I don't think so at all. Patriots probably beat them pretty handily, but you never know. And we'll know exactly a little bit more about where the Bills are in the AFC East, because right now it looks like they're not only going to have to beat the Patriots head to head, of course, but maybe even have the Patriots lose another game and the Bills stay perfect throughout the year. All that is ahead. The Bills have to take care of business Sunday against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Okay, anything else that I missed out on here? Just trying to think what's going on this weekend. I told you on Sunday, the game is at 1 o'clock, obviously. Matt and I will have something after the game. One of us will, both of us will be aboard for you. You can always subscribe here. Thank you so much to all subscribers, listeners, viewers at Sal Sports on YouTube. And by the way, anywhere else, you got me on X, you got me on Instagram, you got me on Facebook, and you got me on YouTube at Sal Sports and this show at Sal Sports on YouTube. But of course, if you don't want to watch our smiling faces, you can also just listen to us wherever you pod, Apple, iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. One more time, I want to remind you, next Tuesday night, November 18th, Matt and I are going to be at Batavia Downs Gaming and Casino and Hotel. Come on out there, Batavia Downs. It's right between Buffalo and Rochester, basically. Come on out, say hi. We'll be there right around, I'll be setting up around 6. We'll be getting it rolling around 6:30. We'll have a good time, and we'll hang out with you, and we'll get ready for the Bills against the Texans and recap what happened here against the Bucs. Thanks to my producer and our producer, Mike Robbier. I'll talk to you next time with Matt, or he will, or I will. But of course, either way, we'll be talking about the Buffalo Bills and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.